Now that we've established what regular expressions and finite automata are, you might wonder how to come from regular expressions to finite automata then, because that would be like the core algorithm for our scanner generator. So, thinking back to theoretical computer science, you might remember a thing that was called the Thompson's algorithm, which was like a very graphical approach to the whole problem, a very graph-centered approach to the whole thing. And it basically consisted in defining automata representations for sub-expressions of some larger expression. So, for example, you would define an automaton that would correspond to a regular expression that matches just one character. And then you would set up patterns for graphs that are composed from sub-expression graphs, like, for example, over here, where you have as the expression that you focus at that point, this pipe operation, and you would have two sub-expressions, E1 and E2, so you would take the automaton for E1 and the automaton for E2, and then rewire the whole automaton for the pipe operator in the way that you see over there. And that way you would construct the complete automaton via these concepts. So there's a few properties that this entails. So following strictly just this thing would produce a linear number of states for the regular expression in terms of the length of the regular expression. And yeah, that's, I think, what you had in the past. We're going to try to do that in a more formal way and also try to exercise a thing that we are going to focus on a little bit later on, which would be attribute grammars based on equality systems on trees. And as a nice little benefit of that, what we also get out of that is that with our formal approach to the Thompson's algorithm, which is the Barisethi algorithm for our purposes here, we get a guarantee like n plus 1 states in the automaton without any epsilon transitions present. And this is like a nice property, since later on we will see that the complexity of algorithms that come a little bit further do really depend on the number of states involved, and having like a very tight bound on the number of states is a nice thing. So what is the general idea of this thing? Well, pretty similar to the Thompson's algorithm, because it's just a formal approach to that, is that we focus on particular sub-expressions of a larger regular expression and try to set up an automaton for that. For that purpose, we introduce the concept of markers, which would be these little dots that are annotated to the left and to the right of some sub-expression, and they have a particular meaning related to the automaton that consummates the rest of the input that is related to the sub-expression. Particularly, there is you consider those markers as entry and exit points to the automaton for this sub-expression. And based on these entry and exit points of the automata, you then specify for each layer of sub-expression, meaning the one level difference between the root and the children, you model locally how the automaton has to be wired such that it works for that particular sub-expression, and then rely on the wiring for all the sub-expressions to be done separately when looking at the next layer. So this is all quite abstract in that sense. So let's have a look at how that might look in practice. Maybe first a little credit to Mr. Klushkov here. So, well, as you can imagine, during Cold War, there was like a lot of research done in the West and in the East, and well, some of these approaches have been done several times, one time for the West and one time for the East, and since you didn't have like this open exchange between those worlds, there's several people to credit here for. So this Mr. Klushkov here is also associated with this approach. So let's start with an example that I promised you. So this is the Barry Sethi approach for one particular regular expression, this one here. And as I promised you in an earlier module, we're going to look at the regular expressions in form of their syntax trees, which is what you see over here. So this is just a representation of the regular expression from the left with like nodes for operators and leaves for basic characters. So, and for this one, we will have a look at an example run of an input word that is accepted by, or should be accepted by, the automaton that corresponds to this regular expression, which would be, for example, a word like this. So, essentially, what this automaton does can be seen there. So, what you have is arbitrary repetitions of A's or B's concatenated to, well, at least one A followed by an A or B. And with that, you get already a rough idea which parts of the regular expressions automaton is meant to be responsible for which part of the input. If you then, with this knowledge in mind, you can have a look at the word again and see that, well, the crucial point is obviously this A that separates the beginning part from the ending part, and the ending part is just, this one is of length 1. So, in between there's an A. So this is probably, this one's probably going to be matched by that part. This one's probably gonna be matched by this part, and finally, which color is left? This one here. So that part should probably be matched by this part of the automaton. But that's just the intuition of the whole thing, how that will work. So let's focus on our idea of looking at the at only certain levels of this regular expression syntax tree, and try to model automata that work for that particular level and represent what the automaton should do. And therefore, we have to first of all add like these markers, these entry and exit points. So first of all, we start off with the entry point to the whole regular expression, which is represented by that, like this uppermost operation node, which is like associated with the complete regular expression. And from there on, we, in order to match this first part of the thing, we have to descend into its corresponding automaton, and this is done by somehow accessing this sub-expressions automaton, and we said that we would do so by offering like interfaces in form of accessors, one for entry, one for exit. So this goes down, this goes back up. So we connect to this entry point, and here also we have like this repetition. So we also go deeper to its sub-expressions entry point, and so on, until we reach something that can really match this B. So that's what we're going to do here. So we just descend into sub-expressions automata by their entry markers until we reach like this alternation operator, the pipe thing. And yeah, from there we now have choice. We can either try to match with A or B. So there is non-deterministic choice here. We could go to both sides. However, since our input is a B, we will most likely go over there. However, the automaton, of course, has to offer both sides. Here I have the lighter colored alternative that we didn't choose for that particular part. So, yeah, there you go. And then when I reached my leaf in here, this is the part of the automaton that do actually consume it input. So what does that do? This thing that will essentially just pass over from its entry to its exit node while consuming some input B. That's what you see here. And same thing, of course, is done for the left part of the alternation, but this is not chosen as a path by our particular instance of the whole thing, since we have a particular word given to us. So anyway, after that, we return from the exit node to the exit node of the parent's node. That's how this alternative operator is wired. And with that, we could go and exit and try to what plays a role here is now how this part of the automaton is hardwired. And this is determined by the nature of the root node over here, which is the star operator, the clean star. And this is usually an operator that offers repetition of its child sub-expression. So we will probably get options in a similar fashion as before, non-deterministically. We can either go to the exit of the repetition, or we also might just repeat the process. So these two options are given, and in our case, we will see that in order to consummate this B, we know that we will probably be going this particular edge instead of the repetition. Only now that we have consummated the B and have to process this crucial separating A, which we'll find later on over here, we have to exit this part of the automaton, and that's what we're going to do with this wiring here. I just saw that there's also another thing missing, so a little lighter colored connection would have been like this in order to just skip the whole part, but that's not taken here in this automaton anyway, so it doesn't play a role. But in principle, you would also have an option to just skip the whole sub-expressions automaton for the clean star operator. Anyway, we reach the exit point of the repetition, and now in this part we are now in the context of this expressions automaton locally, and how this is wired is again determined by the root node, which first gives control to its left child by its entry node, then catches up with the execution at the entry node, at the exit node of the left sub-expression, and dispatches control to the entry node of its right expressions automaton. So that's what was also done here. And well, with that, we're done with that part, and might wonder where this thing dispatches now. And well, it's again another concatenation. We already have sketched over there how parts of the concatenation work. So let's do that again for here. So this will first dispatch to its left child, where there's just another characters automaton. This is A here, which will act by just consuming input and taking control from its entry point to its exit point. So you see, notice that there's an A missing here from now on. And yeah, then we are at the exit point of here. And as we already know from over here, we will now dispatch over there. Like this, where there's another alternation. For the alternation, we also have the automaton already given earlier on, like here. So it will be a similar wiring, except that now we're going to use the branch going to the left side. So this is what we're going to do here. We consummate another A. So we have removed all the input that there was, and thus we will connect to the exit point. And then all that is left is connecting all the exit points of all these parts automata. And with that, be done by reaching the exit point of the complete expressions automaton. So, with that, you've seen one example run of the Glushkov automaton constructed by the Berry-Sethi approach. And yeah, what should we take from that is that usually input is only consumed at the leaves. When we pass the inner nodes, we navigate inside of the tree where we don't consume any input. There we find these epsilon transitions in order to just find our way to all those interesting points, which is then just the leaves. Yeah, this is just like a general observation that we can do here. If we now go on, in order to set up a formal construction for such an automaton, we need some way of referring to certain parts of the expression, of the regular expression. And for that, well, we need some identifiers that clearly point to a particular position in a regular expression. So we have to choose something for that, and for our purposes, what would be what we could do is that for a node n, we will have to assign an identifier to that. So first idea would be to just take literally the sub-expression that corresponds to the subtree that is dominated by that n as the identifier for that, which would allow us to talk about that particular node quite quite literally, which is a nice idea. If you think back to that, for example, in order to talk about that particular node, we can just write a thing like a b star. So this would like point to that kind of node. However, you might also have noticed already a problem with that. Would be that, for example, if you want to refer to this node here, what you would write is a pi b, which is now pointing to this thing, of course, but yeah, well, there's also another node that dominates a similarly constructed subtree, so this is not a unique identifier anymore. How can you cope with that? Well, in order to cope with that, what we do is, instead of taking the leaves literally, we will just enumerate them in the order in which they appear in the regular expression, and use these numbers instead of the actual labels anymore. So instead of taking our regular expressions tree like this, we will instead just take the number in which they appear and take that as the actual nodes labels. And with that, now we see that this node over here is then just referred to as 0 or 1, whereas this one, which was early on was like exactly the same identifier, is now 3 pipe 4. And with that, we have disambiguated both of these cases. Okay? Good. So let's then come to the actual final formal construction of the Kluskov automaton via the Berezethi approach. So as for states in our automaton, we have to state what the set of states is. Well, we have all these little connected dots. They can be found to the left or to the right of some node. And with R, we mean nodes of the regular expression automaton, which is, well, what we have said before. This is just the sub-expression that corresponds to that tree, with the labels being the numbers instead of anything else. So, yeah, for example, in order to specify a particular state for, like, for this subtree, again, if I want to specify the state where the accessor is at the entry of that thing, I would state blue and then blue accessor and then 0 pipe 1, for example. So this would be a valid state for this whole thing. So these are the states of the Kluskov automaton. The start state, this is a state where the entry marker is there in front of the expression. Final state is the exit marker after the complete regular expressions root node. So with that, we have already a lot of the things covered. That's states, start state, final state. What we then need is transitions in the automaton. So let's have a look at what there is in terms of transitions. So there is, we said that there's two kinds of transitions in there, the ones that do consummation and the ones that do navigation. The consummating ones were occurring at the leaves of the tree. So that's the way that we define that. Leaves are considered as like these just plain numbers that carry with them this little attribute of what actual character is really meant with that particular leaf. And those give rise to a transition that looks like this, where we connect the entry marker of the leaf to the exit marker of the leaf while consuming the actual former label of that node, which was like the character to consume. So these are transitions that are added to the system for the consummation. Now, the navigation part of the Kluskov automaton, for that there are transitions that are locally specified for levels between root nodes and their direct children. And what we also have seen is during our analysis of the run through such an automaton is that the actual wiring that is done locally between roots and their direct children is depending on the actual sub-expression that is focused at the moment. And thus we will specify for some regular expression, for all of its sub-expression parts, rules of how to set up transitions between them. So we have to go through all the levels of a regular expression's syntax tree, and for each of the inner nodes that we find there, we will have to set up transitions according to the right-hand side of the table that we see over here. And this is a lot of wiring that is to be done between like entry points of parent nodes and entry or exit points of the children's nodes, like the exit point of the R1 here also is wire 2 like the exit point of this thing. And this consists in then transitions that locally encode what the Thompson algorithm did graphically. So let's have maybe a look at how such wiring can be done. So for the alternation, we have transitions that have to go from the entry to the parent node to entries of either children. So I've prepared already a little bit of setup here. So here there's the alternation pattern to be entered. So first we said the entry point of the parent has to be connected to the entry point of the children. So these are done. Then we have the exit points of each of the children. Those have to be connected to the exit point of the parent's node. So that's what we will do here too. And with that, we have all the wiring that we need for the local automaton for a level that is dominated by an alternation operator. Same thing we can do for the concatenation. Here we start off from the entry of the concatenation operator and have to connect to its left child. No? To its entry node. Then, after we have we are finished with its left child, so R1's exit, we have to consider executing the right child. These are two things, so we connect from R1's exit to R2's entry, which is this one here. And finally, we terminate this whole thing by connecting R2's exit to R's exit, which is like this thing over here, and with that this thing is also done. In the same way we can continue with all the other transitions that there are. So there is the repetition through the clean star, and this means that from entering this repetition we can go two ways. We can choose either one of them, which would be either connecting to, well, choosing not to repeat anything at all by directly exiting, or we go to at least one occurrence of the child expression. So this is what we do with this way. So we can either directly exit or go to the child's expression, its automaton. And when we're done with the child expression's automaton, we can either, well, choose to once again perform the child's automaton by wiring its exit back to its beginning. Or what we could also do is we could just leave when we have decided that we have matched enough input. So that is what we do with this one over here, and with that we get the automaton for the repetition. And well, pretty similar to the repetition, we have like this question mark operator, which is a subset of the transitions of the repetition. All it does away with is like, well, it will probably try not to do the repetition part, which is this one, so this one will be left out for the other one, for the question mark. So all we get to do for question mark is immediately exit, connect to the child, and connect to the exit from the child's exit, which is like this one, and this one. Okay? So these are all the automata that are occurring for our purposes. Of course, there's possibly other operations in full-fledged regular expression engines, but they are not of interest for us, since we can just construct them with the ones that we have here. Okay, so with that, we're done with at least the naive version of the Barry Sethi approach. So the automaton that we get out of there doesn't have the worst-case guarantees that we have seen a little bit earlier being promised to us. So this is just a very naive version that should give you the intention of how the wiring in this automaton is conceptually working. However, the automaton that comes out of that is not the one that we will actually be going for. We will see a more advanced version of an automaton construction a little bit later on in the next module.